Sit back, relax, and raise a glass, for spirits coming from the past. Sip on salt while your skin crawls with your pre-haunting wolf having a ball. Troop was home at Washington Pool with guests and spirits in your favorite pools. Gather the others, no hesitating. The moment's approaching, it's now time to sing. Hogs and hogs, hogs and hogs, crack open the can and fill to the top. Hogs and hogs, hogs and hogs, this is your podcast and it's called Hogs and Hogs.
We're in the same room. We're not starting smooth. It's going to be weird. No matter where you're joining us from, welcome back to Our Realm. This is the Haunted Hops Podcast. We cover all things paranormal while indulging in the most flavorful craft beer from all over the country. Thanks to our sponsor, Tavor. We all just received a brand new box. Make sure you follow us on all social media at Haunts and Hops. I'm Johnny LaQuasto, at Jay Quasto, with a beer in my left hand and a mic in my right. And also, we have more mics, and we have the stars of the show. She's a veteran paranormal investigator, former team member on Ghost Hunters on A&E, a wealth of knowledge who was legendary enough to get a special brew for this episode, but then forget it at home. And that's completely okay, because we'll drink it eventually. Find her on the socials at Ashley Trobe, because she's the brilliant Ashley Trobe.
I had a really rough night, so I didn't mean to forget the beer, but I brought our glasses.
Brought a brand new hairdo, and it is did up.
I brought it, and we can't even...
That's the important thing. That's the important thing, your hair.
I spent more time on my hair than I did on getting our beers. I'm sorry.
You look like you can kick down the doors of the Thunderdome with that haircut right now.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm liking it. I wasn't sure, because everyone was like... So what haircut should I get? And everybody was like, shave your head. So I did like a little half thing where I shaved part of it. I still kept the length, and then I also cut it. So
She got bangs too. She's like, she's got like the best of like all of the world.
I have like a weird, it's like a mohawk mullet with bangs.
Yeah, it works for me.
To your stylist. Because it's funny, I haven't seen you in a year and a half, so I didn't know your hair was that long. And then I saw the party in the back. I'm like, yo, you are rocking some long hair.
You remind me of Bubba from Walker, Texas Ranger. And he was always,
thank you.
He did it for me.
Were you the person that watched Walker, Texas Ranger?
I was.
Okay. It was on the air for like 29 years, but I didn't know anyone who actually watched it.
It was me and my father who... It's very shocking to people. Like, they're always like, your father was black and he hunted and watched Walker, Texas Ranger and line danced.
Obviously,
yes.
We
yes,
went
yes.
to Maui as well.
And also went to Maui.
Well, she is certified in paranormal investigation and cryptozoology and was once visited by her father in turtle form in Hawaii, a lifelong connection to the paranormal, who just had her one-woman show, 50 Shades of Mix, this past weekend. A true triple threat, Anastasia Washington.
Hey, guys. Turtle form is my favorite thing in the world. I love that.
Pops came to see you.
Pops was like, hey, I know you like turtles.
Don't
I like
be afraid.
Turtles.
I like turtles.
Go out there and surf. I'm a turtle. I will protect you.
And I surfed.
So this is a landmark episode for us.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time ever, we're not only in the same room, it's actually the first time Anastasia and I have hung out in person in life.
It's true.
It's so exciting.
Which is weird. It seems like it's not, because we've been friends now, and we obviously, we've talked on the internet.
We've talked on the internet, you guys, so we're official.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I do that, so.
Yeah. The three of us, we're all just shipping right now in this room. Does that make sense? I don't have to say words.
I don't know. No. I don't know what you were intending to say with that.
I'm just staring at your Cheshire Cat pen right now and really appreciating it.
I have a lot of weird memorabilia throughout this room.
I see a skull. I see a headshot from, you said 7 years ago, which is nice.
Yeah.
A lot of things. Very creative.
Thank you. Thank you. And also scary corners.
Yeah, I'm sitting next to a bunch of murder books.
Yeah.
Conan.
Yeah, I went to Conan at Comic-Con, and of course I got Jon Snow because I hate Jon Snow.
Mm.
But
hilarious.
Guess who was on the episode that I saw? Tom Cruise for Top Gun, which Top Gun is one of my favorite movies of all time, and I freaked the flip out.
Really?
I got really, really lucky when I went to go see Conan. I got to see Jeff Goldblum, which was the greatest thing. And then later that night, I got to go see him play a show. So it was the greatest day of my life.
I once sat next to Jeff Goldblum at the Griddle, which is a famous brunch spot in L.A.
I love the Griddle.
So one of my close friends and I, we were having a conversation about the Donner Party.
Which of course.
Is a fun breakfast topic.
I mean, it's my favorite breakfast topic.
We were hungry. And so Jeff Goldblum sits down next to us solo. And you know how the Griddle is very kind of closed in. It's
very.
This is pre-pandemic, obviously. So Goldblum is clearly listening to us talk. And throughout our conversation, throughout our breakfast, he keeps inching closer to us. Like, it made it so obvious. He wanted in on the conversation. And to this day, him and I still talk about how much we regret we didn't let Jeff Goldblum in, and we regret it.
You denied Jeff Goldblum.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
I went to, we're going to all tell Jeff Goldblum stories, I guess. Mm-hmm. I went to Playhouse West, so that is his school. So I had enough Bloom.
Oh, see,
But I haven't had enough Cruz. And there is a video that Tiffany Smith posted when she was like, when we found out that Tom Cruise was going to be on it. And they're like, I think he's going to promote Top Gun. And I was like, no. And they were like, yeah, he is. I was like,
Did you and Tiffany
no,
go together?
No, no, no. Huh?
Did you and Tiffany go together?
Yeah, it was Tiffany and Melissa Howland, if you know, Wrath of Hearts is her. She's a movie geek.
Why have we not had Tiffany on the show?
We should have Tiffany.
Is
I don't
Tiffany
know if
a paranormal fan, though?
I don't know if Tiffany has a weird story, but I'll ask her. She's,
I'm sure she does.
Yeah, I mean, we all know that. I've known Tiff for years through Schmodown and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, don't forget, Tiffany at one point was a co-host on DCL Access.
Yep.
I initially auditioned / tested for that when Blair got the job way back in the day. It was down to me, him, and another guy, and Blair, and obviously he was by far the best person for the job. But I remember that. We're talking like 8 years ago now. And so I somehow met Tiffany along the way. We don't know each other well, but lovely young girl. So.
Yeah,
I met her through Anastasia. I did her makeup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, she's awesome. So we'll try to get her on. I'll have to see what kind of creepy story she has.
She's got
to
have something. Everybody has something.
Everybody has something.
Is now a bad time to say I think Top Gun is garbage? Sorry, we just...
You come into my house.
I'm leaving. I apologize.
You come into my house with this bullshit.
Sorry.
It's a special episode, bro.
I didn't mean to take your breath away. I apologize.
But you brought it back. That was good.
Now I realize I'm in the danger zone.
How can I be upset now?
Yeah.
How can I be upset?
My fault. Well, another time. We'll get into it later on. We could have a full-on discussion about why we differ so much.
Listen, I'm just a goose.
Trying to get a gander.
Trying to get a gander.
Yeah. What are we drinking?
Oh, yes. Pumpkin pie or something.
Oh, this thing. We're drinking a... Whoop. I'm clinking my beer up.
Does it not taste like pumpkin pie?
It does kind of taste like pumpkin pie. So, we are drinking Olafent Brewing Blizzard of 91. And it's a brown ale brewed with spices and lactose, pecan flavor, and caramel color, 5% ABV, and it's from Somerset, Wisconsin, and it's got a great taste to it.
Anastasia tried to kill me. I'm allergic to nuts. And yep. She poured me a glass.
A nice big glass, a hearty glass.
It was a very hearty glass.
I'm so sorry. I did not check for nuts.
I absolutely tasted
might
it,
might as well have shoved a bunch of
it's
trail
really
mix in
good.
It tastes really good.
It tastes like pumpkin pie with alcohol, and that's great.
Yeah. For the holidays.
Yeah.
What about you, Ash?
I am drinking Van Nuys Beer Company. It's a milk IPA. And, it's a milkshake IPA. Good
How
lord.
Dare you.
It's already hit, apparently. Yeah. It's 6.2%. I gotta say, it's really good. Lactose and vanilla. And it's got tropical stone fruit, which I don't think I'm allergic to. I don't even know anymore. My allergies are all over the place.
We'll find out later.
This is an incredible question. So, you mentioned both these beers have lactose. If you are horribly lactose intolerant, do you think like one of those beers would have a horrible effect on you?
If you're really lactose intolerant.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm lactose intolerant, but I absolutely still drink milkshake IPAs. I also eat a lot of cheese still, and
okay.
I absolutely shouldn't.
So you're not lactose intolerant, you're just lactose devouring.
Oh no, she can't tolerate it, but she's going to eat it.
Can't but do.
I'm the same way with certain allergies that I have. I'm like, well, technically I'm allergic to it, but I'm gonna eat it.
I'm lactarded. What I always tell people at work, because I'm just like, I don't know, am I, because I'm allergic to all nuts except for coconut, which is a nut, by the way.
I was unaware of that.
Everyone,
it's a big old nut.
Argues with me, but it's a nut, and it's part of a tree nut family.
Why does somebody argue with you about a coconut?
I love coconut.
Because people make fun of me when I say that I'm not allergic to coconut.
I'll go as far as to say coconut might be my favorite beer flavor.
Oh.
It's rare to get them, but when there's a good...
That's good to know.
Belching Beaver, and I don't know the name of it. It may have been a seasonal that they no longer do. I once had a coconut pineapple IPA from Belching Beaver, and to this day it rates as one of my favorite beers of all time, and I don't know which one it is because I've gone down their catalog and I can't find it.
Oh, look. All. You know I buy beer from
them. Well, I had it at public school on draft.
Oh.
In Sherman Oaks here.
It might only be on draft then. There's maybe always that chance. But we just got, I just ordered Death by Coconut from Oscar.
The Grouch.
Meyer Wiener.
Yeah.
Blues. I don't remember. Anyways, I ordered a coconut beer, so if I get it in time, I'll bring it to you.
Party on. Well, Tavor, thank you.
Party on indeed, Wayne.
Make sure you download the Tavor app, use the code HAUNTS10, and once you hit $20 in your first crate of beer, you will automatically get $10 extra to use. Yes, we're giving you free alcohol while you enjoy our show. You can enjoy a beverage. It's a beautiful thing. So thank you, Tavor. And also, if you're listening right now and you want to call in and give us a paranormal experience, it's real simple. You dial 818-660-6191. That's 818. 660-6191. Leave us a voicemail of your paranormal experience. We're going to play it on the show at some point in the near future.
I'm so sorry. We have to address this. What is happening over here?
I think it was just because we were talking about coconut so much that now my beer tastes like coconut, and I think it's all in my head.
Are you having the Mandela effect of coconut?
Oh, yeah.
In a way?
But it does have tropical stone fruit.
I know, but no, it tastes like coconut. Like...
Oh, by the way, okay, we move on to...
I tried this one. It tastes like an IPA.
Yeah, it is. It's a milkshake IPA, of course. I will. Before we move on to all the things paranormal, okay, so we did the episode about Mandela Effect and the Uncanny Valley. You know, we talked about certain things like, oh, how did they originate? Remember the Hello Clarice thing where everyone thinks it's Hello Clarice and it was... Mm-hmm. You know where I think it started? The goddamn cable guy in 1996. When Jim Carrey and Matthew Broderick are at medieval times, and he puts the chicken skin on his face,
and
he goes, "Silence of the Lambs, hello, Clarice."
That is it. And my God.
Because Silence of the Lambs was, what, 94?
Yeah.
Cable Guy was 96. I'm telling you, I think it started from there.
That movie.
You solved one of the many mysteries.
Maybe. If you're listening and you want to beg to differ, or if you agree, but I think, because I saw that scene the other day, I was like, wait a minute, maybe that's where the Uncanny Valley for that came from.
Wow.
Huh. Dun, dun, dun.
That movie still scares me.
Cable Guy?
Yeah, terrifying.
It was terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know what it is about that movie, but I still get really uncomfortable when I try to watch it. There's certain movies.
That it's scary. That's why. Because it's scary.
Anytime I think about giant satellite dishes, I think about
cable. Sure. And it turns out...
How often do you think about giant satellite dishes?
Is that how you go to sleep?
I'm so curious. How often do you think about those things?
I think about really weird stuff.
I mean, I do, clearly.
Yeah.
But
I was literally at work talking to one of my coworkers, and we're in a serious conversation about politics, and I look over and I go, what do you think it would be like to roast a mini marshmallow? And he's like, what? I was like... Do you think you could roast mini marshmallows? And he's like, what are you talking about? I was like, I don't know. I just, what do you think it would be like to roast that? He's like, I don't know. Should we put a tiny chocolate chip on top?
Oh my God, that's so cute.
Like, imagine using was the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but the graham cracker one. Do you remember that?
Oh, Teddy Graham, something like that.
Imagine doing that, though.
Well, why don't you just pull out a lighter, and that's how you roast a mini marshmallow. Flick it open, you know? Zippo. Get a Zippo.
You might be it might cause injury, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you know crocodiles like marshmallows?
Did you know the human head weighs 10 pounds?
And also alligators. I meant alligators. I did not mean crocodiles.
Oh, man. All right.
Alligators like marshmallows, but my dog doesn't.
Yeah. Your dog is not an alligator.
But she's kind of an alligator.
She's got a mouth.
She's got a mouth.
She eats things.
She has legs.
She does. She's got legs. And a tail. And a tail.
Rough skin. She's an alligator. Rough skin. Let's get into some paranormal. So we're going to make this whole episode essentially one big long supernatural scoop. So this happened this past week, maybe a week and a half ago. A supposed haunted cemetery in Sheffield, England. There's a group of paranormal...
Sheffield,
England. There's a group of paranormal investigators called the Retford Ghost Hunters. It's funny how your dog, right on cue, started barking. She's a genius. So the Redfield Ghost Hunters, they had a live stream investigation, which I dig that idea. So they basically set up cameras, people could watch online. This was on October 17th. A viewer at one point, around 11:30 in the p.m., pointed out a ghostly figure floating by. And if you go to the, if you go online, you could actually see the screen cap. It's something. It is most certainly something, and they did their homework. First off, after looking at the photo, what are your thoughts?
I mean, that's creepy as hell.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really, like, I'm trying to think, like, what could this possibly be? Like, what is the source of this besides something paranormal? And it doesn't seem like it's, like, a light source or...
From what I understand, this is a viewer. Viewers started taking screen caps, and that's one of them what we're looking at right there.
Huh.
Yeah.
And it stays consistently in the same, relatively the same spot.
Right. And so one of the investigators, Catherine Parsons. No, two different people. That's the funny thing. Their names are so similar.
What?
So one of the investigators, one of the team members, Catherine Parsons, looked into things. So Sheffield Cemetery originally opened in 1836. 87,000 people are buried there. It's now considered a, quote, area of natural history interest. So it's no longer an active cemetery. It's just there. The people are there. But at least no one built over it, Ventura County.
The shade of it all.
So they believe the apparition is a woman named Catherine Parker. So Catherine Parsons did her homework, and she said during the investigation, she picked up on the spirit of a woman who had mental health problems. That's what she felt, right? A woman who was angry, who wanted them out of there. There is a woman buried there named Catherine Parker. She took her own life in 1844 because she was married to a guy who was a successful businessman who never had a will, right? Mm-hmm. He passed away in 1837. Basically left her to sort out all his business, all his property, all his money. She didn't do it well, left her destitute with five kids, and she eventually decided in 1844 that stress was too much. And so,
here's my... Well, I shouldn't judge a ghost. Go ahead.
That's it. I mean, that's...
I was just going to be like, but what about your children, though?
That's
like, sure.
Like, suicide is...
Well, let me ask you two, as more veteran investigators. I mean, there's 87,000 people buried in this cemetery. I love the story of saying, yes, it's Catherine Parker, but really, it's almost impossible to know. Yes, I think that's a spirit floating, but my God, how could you think it's Catherine Parker? The story matches up, but still.
I would have to see a lot of her research, because I feel like it's this one person out of 87,000 or whatever. Like, that's a stretch. But, you know, maybe she got some EVPs that we don't know about. Maybe she got some pretty detailed...
Or maybe she has some kind of medium-type connection. I don't know. Like, I don't know that much about this investigator, so I don't know what her origin and stuff is.
It sounds like she's very sensitive.
Yeah.
Obviously not to the point of Maria Quijada, who's been a guest. Mm-hmm. But she said said she picked up on the spirit of a woman with mental health problems. Clearly Catherine Parker did have these issues. So,
but I do feel like
one person has a mental health problem, it must be them.
Right.
Well, I do feel like a lot of people would probably qualify back then, especially women. They love to put that kind of stigma on them.
Think about that. There was no such thing as mental health. I mean, I was watching one of the cruise ships I worked on at one point. They did a... I did many ships.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a stand-up comedian.
Mm-hmm.
On a ship?
You, yeah, they have entertainment on cruise ships. You're a cruise person. How do you not know?
She just gets drunk and gets bit by jellyfish. She doesn't watch stand-up comedians.
They have full-on
stingy things.
Every night they have entertainment in the big theater on the cruise ship, whether it's the cast and crew doing 3 musicals
There's
a week.
A theater?
Oh, for God's sake, what ship were you on? Carnival has legit theater entertainment every single... I never did Carnival shit, but they have it every single night. And they have a comedy club on Carnival.
Okay, well, by nighttime, I'm usually fucking drunk, so that is, to be perfectly honest.
There it is.
Or I'm dying from jellyfish.
That's fair.
She got bit and stung.
I died. That was legitimately really scary. Never do that. Never, ever, ever. For those who do not know this story, very quickly, man, I got drunk on a cruise ship, and we went to the beach. I don't think I was in Jamaica. Oh, no, I was in the Bahamas, and I swam out. What are you doing?
I'm just fixing my shirt. I'm wearing a suit. Don't mind me. Tell your story.
I'm sorry. We're all in one room.
Tell your near-death experience. Enjoy.
Enjoy your near-death experience.
My stepmom and I decided we were going to get... either Long Island iced teas or Mai Tais. I don't know. We got something really stupid strong.
Yeah, you got hammered. We've covered this on the show.
I know. I'm saying it for people that haven't heard this.
Okay. Go back and listen, guys. Again.
Yeah, just do that.
Okay. Tell the story. You got really sunburned. You were floating.
I didn't get sunburned at all.
Oh, okay.
I don't burn, weirdly enough, even though I'm the whitest person.
I find that very hard to believe.
Don't look at me when you say sunburn, just because I'm black and I burn.
I should look at you. I'm sorry.
Don't look at me.
She's 51% out.
I am. I'm not quite that. But
I don't remember why I mentioned the cruise. It had something to do with a tie-in to the paranormal, but I already lost track when you didn't know that there was entertainment on cruise ships. So anyways, I don't know. Either way, you can look it up on hauntjaunts.net. The picture is quite riveting, and we always love when we see paranormal teams throwing out possibilities out there. And live streaming, ghost hunting is cool, so... What's up, Ash?
I'm just laughing. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You should apologize. I'm just kidding.
She's laughing up the lactose right now.
Oh, it's like in my nose.
By the way, may I have a little bit of the milkshake in this glass? Thank you. So here's something interesting.
My milkshake brought Costa to the couch.
That's perfect. Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Let's see. Oh, I'm wrong. That story is from dailymail.co.uk. This next one is from hauntjaunts.net. It's about the most haunted capitals of every state in the country, essentially where the most hauntings are reported in every state.
Can you guess one?
I have a bunch that I found interesting that I can say to you.
Yeah.
And you can let me know what you think. All right, so.
That I can say to you.
What would you say the most haunted city in Alaska is?
Anchorage.
I only say Anchorage because that's the only city in Alaska that I know.
Oh, no, you know what? I would either say Denali or what was the little mining town that had the prostitutes and all that?
What's the one that Alien Predator is?
You and I
Predator
are on the same
in?
Wavelength right now.
I'm like,
really?
I'm like, what is that one called?
I'm just thinking about Alien versus Predator.
Is it something with an R?
Well, you nailed it with Anchorage. It's supposedly it's a tie between Juneau and Anchorage.
Juneau! Thank you.
Which I found very interesting because I've done 2 ships that have gone to Alaska, and so I've been around. Yeah, I've been to Skagway, Juneau.
Let's go.
you walk in that saloon, and it has photos, like legit old photos from back in the day. You could just, the moment you walk in, especially when it's not crowded, you can tell some
like
stuff.
Like now?
Yeah, right now.
Who knows? It might be really crowded right now. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking.
You can
they
tell
are a red state.
Some stuff went down in this saloon. Because you think about it, the poor women working in the brothel, they were doing what they had to do. The gold miners, clearly not the most upstanding individuals ever.
What?
From what I've been told, I don't know any gold miners.
Oh my god.
Wow, because it's a brothel?
Yes.
How dare you?
Because it's a brothel.
It's a brothel.
I didn't say there was anything wrong, but it's not
now
church.
Now I want some broth.
Yeah. So yeah, wow, Red Onion Saloon, I would love to do an overnight there. Holy crap.
That would be so cool.
Okay, here's my idea then. We will do a cruise and you can be the entertainment.
We could do a haunted cruise.
I've done actually.
I thought you did.
It's so fun. Like we did. It was a few years ago. It's called Spirit Cruise, and we went to different locations and found like the haunted area of that location to ever put you in.
It was really fun.
You're kidding me.
It was a week-long cruise.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was really cool.
Hey, Christian, if you want to hire us to do your nighttime entertainment for a haunted cruise, we are down.
It's actually, not Brian. But Brian and I, Brian Cano, we went on the cruise together.
That is so intriguing. Because I know that there are genre cruises or specific ones. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize there was a paranormal one.
It was just a regular cruise ship. I think it was Carnival.
Yeah, they rent them out.
Yeah, exactly. And so we did that. It was actually really, really fun.
Interesting.
Let's do it.
See how excited my dog got at this prospect. She is very excited.
I've been working on ships, and you get to know the cast and crew, like the singers and dancers and everything, and they would be like, yeah.
There's singers and dancers?
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding. Sorry. God.
Oh, my God. And there's also food.
Yeah. And the booze you're supposed to pay for. Anyways. But I remember having a conversation with them one time. They're like, yeah, this is the first time in 6 weeks we've actually done our productions. Because the last 5 weeks, the ship has been rented out to theme cruises. Like, one was country western and one was this. So the singers and dancers, a lot of times, they're just stuck on the ship. They're getting paid to not do anything for, like, a month at a time. Which is good in a way. But also, it's interesting, yeah.
You're still on a cruise ship, though.
Most haunted cities in California.
Yeah. Well, I think Bodhi talks about being really haunted, and San Francisco probably is super, 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 super up there. Ooh, San Jose would probably claim Winchester.
The San Jose Improv is notoriously haunted in the upstairs area.
And then you have the Winchester House right there, right?
Mm-hmm. Which is it?
I don't know. I feel like that's mental illness, but that's my...
But San Jose Improv has been, comics and actual audience members have said there's a spirit that hangs out in the upstairs area of
just
the comedy
club. Performing short form?
Just living, performing, just doing what you want to do.
The ghost is like, just give me a word. I just need a word.
Mm-hmm. Give me a suggestion.
Just give me one word suggestion.
Don't say ghost.
Ghost. Damn it.
You're right.
There's always been so many people in this goddamn area that they're past haunting at this point.
Plus, we have some pretty notorious murders. And
yeah.
We have murders? I'm kidding. Sorry. Don't.
Nope. There hasn't been one murder in Los Angeles.
It's a very mentally well city.
Mm-hmm.
I think this one, I found this one to be fairly obvious, but let's see. Georgia.
Atlanta.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
What? Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Georgia is a very old state, very old city.
Yeah.
Wait, but not Atlanta.
Nope.
Savannah.
Got it.
Wow. You're really good at this.
Nailed it.
I win the ghost trivia.
About one so far.
This one has, it's a tie, a three-way tie. And,
oh, it's a three-way.
Right. Well, when I tell you the state, you wouldn't be surprised of a three-way. It's Florida.
Oh, man. Oh, God, I just killed her.
Funny thing is, what I would consider to be the state capital of hauntings is not part of those three.
Jacksonville.
Because don't forget, Florida has the oldest, supposed oldest city in the country.
Wait, so there's three top for hauntings, you're saying?
In Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Where's
Tampa? It is.
I don't know Florida. I would think, like...
Casadaga, which I've never heard of.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Yeah.
Clearwater, which is haunted by the Church of Scientology. We know that.
Yeah.
That's where the headquarters is.
And didn't Hulk Hogan live there?
He's been all over. Yeah. He's all over the place. Getting
so,
a tan.
Ghost of his sex tape.
Yes.
Which
is haunting.
Title of my sex tape.
And surprisingly, Tampa, they say, is a... It's a big city, so
because
that makes sense.
Because
they
have the Busch Gardens. That's
there you
why.
Go.
Wherever there's a Busch Gardens.
Well, really surprised me. What about St. Augustine? That's the oldest city in the country. That has the lighthouse.
Well, I was going to say Miami because I feel like there's some crime there.
Yeah.
Crime leads to ghosts.
Crime does lead to ghosts. And also, like, a lot of people, you know, just in turmoil from just, like,
having to come into this country under, like, extreme circumstances. I just feel like there's a lot of angst and stuff there, but...
Yeah, and St. Augustine is notoriously historically haunted, but yeah, I guess it didn't quite make the list, but damn. I definitely want to do the lighthouse at some point.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
I like a lighthouse.
So Iowa I found interesting. It's a three-way tie once again, but one of the cities, let's see if you can guess the city, it's essentially because of one house.
In Iowa?
Mm-hmm.
There are cities in Iowa?
It involves a sharp object. That was used many times over about 100 years ago.
Sharp?
A family was involved.
Not the Donner.
No.
They're in California.
Oh my god. No. Why can't I think of it?
An axe.
The Villisca. Villisca Boom. Axe murder house.
That's right.
Get it, girl.
I was just like, wait a minute, I know this.
I was like, Lizzie Borden is not there.
Right.
She's
it's funny.
Not there.
I've always known about the Villisca murder house. I didn't know it was in Iowa.
Me either. I didn't know that. I was like, I know
once,
that.
Once you said family, I was just like, no, I know what that is.
Yeah.
Brandon Atlas got some really cool footage there one time.
Essentially, that's one thing, that's the kind of thing it's pretty bad for.
I bet. That place is terrifying. Have you heard some of the EVPs they've gotten there?
No, but now that's my next rabbit hole when I go online.
It's really terrifying. Like, there's literally EVPs of just screaming.
Isn't that the one where early Ghost Adventures, when Zach laid on his back and challenged the ghost to push an axe on top of him and screamed? I think it was. I just want to get you going. No, but I swear to God, I think it was the Villisca murder house where he laid on his back and, like, screamed at a ghost to push the axe on top of him. I think it was. I might be wrong.
I don't know. I don't watch Ghost Adventures.
Fair enough.
That sounds so delightful.
The other cities, Cedar Rapids and Sioux City. Sure.
Oh,
Cedar Rapids. I know that.
Sioux City sounds like it should have hauntings.
Yeah. This is an easy one. Louisiana.
New Orleans.
Of course. One of the most historic cities.
There should be some other pretty haunted places in Louisiana.
Sure.
That's where our cruise set from, the haunted one. Or the
New Orleans?
Yeah, we went there, and we stayed there for a week. It was me and my friend. Hung out there for a week, and then took the cruise for another week. So we had a 2-week vacation out there.
That's one of the plantation pictures of my mom took in one of the plantations with, like, the ghost in there.
Are you kidding me? Wow! Okay.
Super freaking creepy.
Right next to it.
Yeah,
take a look at that.
Very cool.
We'll have to post this one on our account so people can
I should probably scan it.
If you just, get a good little angle, you take it on your phone, which would be pretty sweet. Mm. How about this one? Another easy one, Massachusetts.
Boston?
No.
Salem?
You're damn right. Witches everywhere.
That doesn't shock me at all.
Britches everywhere.
Yeah. Another easy one, I think, although many options, but Pennsylvania.
Wait, but Boston isn't on the top?
No, the most haunted city in Massachusetts is listed as Salem.
But I went to drink in a jail.
Sure you did.
Pennsylvania. Okay.
What do you think about it? Battlefield.
Yeah,
this one I found interesting as well. New Mexico, it's two cities, and the one is arguably the most famous city in New Mexico regarding the paranormal. Not the paranormal I would think regarding.
So Roswell?
Yeah, but have you guys ever heard of Roswell being haunted by spirits?
No, I just think about aliens.
Right.
I mean, but let's just
think. Are aliens ghosts?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, paranormal activity in general.
Okay, could be.
I mean, just might be a hub for shit.
Perhaps. And last one that I wrote down, Rhode Island. Two cities.
There's cities in Rhode Island.
Very old cities.
Providence?
No.
Wherever the ghost hunters are based at.
Well, one Jamestown. The other one I've actually been to because I had a college kid there, and it has the oldest tavern in America that opened in 1673.
Wow.
I want to drink there.
Newport, Rhode Island.
Oh.
They have the White Horse Tavern. It is awesome. I didn't get a chance to go because I was there for such a short amount of time. I got to see it, I got to drive by it, and then I got to get pissed off that I couldn't go in. But it was there.
That's how you do a vacation.
I love a drinkation. I like going to old places and drinking, or going to an adventure just to drink. It's the best.
Absolutely. Place. It's funny because I was driving around Newport, driving to the college. And I remember saying to myself, I said, this might be the whitest city I've ever been in. And then I saw the National Tennis Hall of Fame. I said, yep. Called it.
My sister was at Dartmouth for a while. And there, Vermont and New Hampshire have 1% of their population is minorities.
Sure.
Not any specific minority, just 1% of the population is minority.
Total.
Insane.
Just haunted by old white people.
Yeah, and everyone just thought, they're like, oh, that you have such a cool tan.
The worst kind of haunted.
Yeah.
Right?
For real.
For real, babe.
And this one we can maybe get into a little bit more in depth, because I think this would be fun for both of you to talk about. This guy named Alex Matsuo wrote this article called The 15 Things Paranormal Investigators Should Stop Worrying About.
Oh.
And I feel like you guys would agree with a lot of them.
All right. Okay. Let's do it.
Okay.
So I'm going to go down the list
as
a beer cracks open and tell them what you think. So 15 things paranormal investigators should stop making a big deal about. You tell me if you agree or if you beg to differ. Number one, your ego.
What's wrong with my ego?
Nothing.
I don't have an ego. Low self-esteem.
Basically, it's something we've talked about before. His point is, when people start ostracizing, excluding, and being hurtful to others because they're too good for other people, because they're on YouTube, or they're young, or they're going places, it becomes problematic. And we've spoken about that before, about how the paranormal community is basically shitty to each other.
Yeah, that was always an issue that I had, you know, growing into the community, is some people are just really fucking mean about paranormal investigating. And what, and Brandon and I say this to each other all the time, we're just like, no one's an expert. No one's an expert. We're learning everything, every day. None of us know exactly what's going to happen. So, like, why be a dick about it?
Benefit from collaborating and sharing information. So
yes.
It would be behoove you. I'm gonna use that word. to not be a dick.
Another one to not worry about. Social media following, because today's day and age you can just buy a following that isn't necessarily a following.
I can buy a following?
Yeah. There's actually a way to check if people have bought a following. And I've checked some people.
Yeah. Online classes, which I didn't know there were online paranormal classes, but apparently there are.
I know there are classes I don't know anything about, though, so.
Yeah. Number four, getting a TV show.
Listen, I feel like you're attacking me.
I'm not!
Shit.
You've agreed that it being on TV doesn't necessarily make you a good investigator.
No.
But it's also cool.
It was cool.
Yeah. And obviously everyone we've had on our show who has been on television, they're all absolute experts.
Well, I think that's one of the great things, that it just happened to know really, really cool people in the paranormal field.
I guess what they're saying is basically you should not be getting into paranormal investigating just for the purpose of getting your own show.
Absolutely. And I do get that. Like, yes, am I pitching a TV show right now? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's because I enjoy...
But it's going to be good.
I mean, I also love working in film and TV. I am a makeup artist, so I just love that whole aspect of being in that world. And it just happens to be that I love paranormal as well, and I compare those two things together because I enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
Do I care about success? No. I'm broke as fuck, and I've been on TV several times.
Okay. Boom. Another word that he says shouldn't worry about is the word para-unity, because a lot of times people who scream that word are the biggest assholes.
Sorry.
Did you not hear her phone go off?
No.
Sorry.
It doesn't matter. Let it go off.
So para-unity.
No, well, basic thing that a lot of times people who say para-unity are like the worst people. So.
I've never actually used that term.
I've never heard of it.
Okay. I didn't either. I haven't done this for a while.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be a fun one. Maybe. Stop worrying about how cool your acronym is.
Okay, listen, my acronym was really cool though. It was the EVP.
I know.
But ours isn't. It's just H A H.
We don't.
H
H ampersand H.
Ha
ha.
Ha.
Ha. Welcome to ha, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm just saying.
It's okay, you. It's just not. It's not like the end all, but you had a cool one, so respect to that.
I just feel like I'm being really attacked right now.
Just reading. Next one, CCTV video.
What the fuck is that?
Is unreliable. Essentially, like security videos and stuff that tend to capture things.
You don't watch a lot of British TV, do you? They're always saying CCTV. Check the CCTV.
Yeah.
And you start talking in parcel tongue.
I've been playing enough Phasmophobia.
CCTV and the BBC.
Exactly. Thank you.
Another thing not to worry about, ghost hunting apps, which I would agree because, come on.
There's an app for that.
They're terrible.
Yeah. Also, don't worry about skeptics because you got to do you, boo.
It's true. Believe in you.
I like skeptics though on my team. Like when we do paranormal investigating, mm-hmm. a skeptic is incredibly helpful because they do look for a lot of logical answers before anything happens. So
right.
I love having a skeptic around for that.
Another thing not to worry about, because not everything is a demon.
Nothing is a demon.
One out of two things are demons.
We're just covering everything.
I think the worst... The,
or is it a Damon? I don't know.
Matt Damon here. The worst... I lost respect for this one investigator. Whose name I will not say. Because there was an investigation, and they literally said, there's 17 demons in this room right now.
Oh, God. Where the hell were you?
Huh? Oh, I don't know.
Burger King.
Yeah. Yeah, it was... This Taco Bell was built on a burial ground.
I don't know what it was about that line of him saying there's 17 demons in this room right now, but I was like, never,
you're
ever
like,
talking to you again.
You're like, this is not a LARP. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't talked to him since.
Counting up 17, come on. Another thing not to worry about, well, this is odd. Don't worry about religion when it comes to paranormal investigation.
Oh, I thought you were going to say don't worry about ghosts, and I would be like, that is an odd one. Do
it,
worry.
Kind of goes along with the whole demon thing. Don't, you know, not everything's a demon. He's saying it doesn't matter if you're religious or not, I guess.
I don't think it does.
I don't think it matters if you yourself are religious. I do think that if the I was just going to say, like, if the haunting or the place is of a religious base, that I don't think you can discount some of the mythology and stuff, you know. I don't know.
Another thing that people should stop worrying about so much, because it's not that big of a deal, Ouija board.
I thought you were going to say weed.
Ouija board?
Ouija board.
Do they have those? Because they want one so bad now.
It's a me and a Ouija.
So I am obsessed with Ouija boards, but not in like a, like, let's make this a legitimate science thing. I just have an obsession with them, just like I have an obsession with the Chucky doll. So it's fine. I understand that it's not legitimate science.
My big thing is just don't fucking use them as evidence for investigations.
Exactly.
Nothing not to worry about, which I think you'll certainly agree with, celebrities joining the field. Essentially, celebrities saying, oh, I'm a ghost hunter now.
Like who?
Ooh.
Well, this article says that apparently someone like Stormy Daniels announced she was working on her own ghost hunting show.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah,
Stormy Daniels is a celebrity.
She did one thing famous, I guess.
Well, that's all I can think of. Like,
I'm reading the article. No, we're not going to go further into depth in the ghost show. And the 15th thing to not worry about would be Facebook groups, essentially paranormal Facebook groups, I guess.
I mean, I mean, with any social media, just be smart about it.
I keep getting added to a bunch of those Facebook groups, too, because they're just like, oh, Ashley Trope, like, ghost hunter, cool. And I'll get added to it, and I immediately do, like, the
Remove yourself
and don't invite back button that you can do now.
Well, I just made
I'm going to start adding you a whole bunch to a whole bunch for no reason.
I just clicked it on. Oh boy. I just clicked on it the Stormy Daniels ghost hunting show that's in development.
Well, now we have to discuss it.
It is called Spooky Babes. Ashley just passed out.
Who is the babe?
Stormy!
The ghost.
Wait, was Stormy cute?
She's a beautiful woman, sure.
Oh.
I mean...
Spooky Babes?
Spooky Babes. Hopping around the country, apparently, trying to do ghost hunting. Doing it with a couple of friends.
I'm sure she's doing it with a couple of friends.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Hey, you know what? More power to her. I don't know. I imagine it's going to be a digital...
Yeah, but, like, why do we have to keep sexualizing the paranormal? Like, I'm 1,000% for all-women teams and all-women shows and all this stuff. But, like, anytime they do stuff like that where it's, like, spooky babes and...
It's a hook, Ashley. It's called a hook.
Okay, or a hooker.
I'm really bad.
Listen, you know women don't have worth unless we're found attractive. Hello?
I apologize on behalf of men. We are the worst historically.
I just don't want people to continue to use the word spooky because then they start saying spook and stuff like that. And I get really uncomfortable and start crying.
I have now learned that. Well, not now. I learned it when we talked about this a long time ago.
Yeah,
like,
oh.
It's not a good word. But yet it keeps being used. So, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what is a good word? Tobor! Before we go, sign up on Tobor. Use the code HAUNTS10. Get yourself $10 off your first crate of beer. Thanks to us being your friends. And this was so much fun being in the same room. My God. Better than being on the internet.
It's a lot better.
Yeah.
And no screaming Colin.
Yeah.
Just like Fiona just screaming in the background.
I do want to go meet Fiona as soon as we're recording.
Yeah. We'll make that happen.
Sweet.
I know a guy.
We're at Haunts and Hops on all social media. Make sure you find our Facebook page. Give us a like. We like to interact with you and stuff like that. Make sure to message us if you have any ideas. And also call 818-660-6191. To leave a voicemail with your paranormal experience. Anastasia, tell people about you.
Oh, well, you can find me at Anastasia W on Twitter, at Anastasia Wash on Instagram, Anastasia TV on YouTube, if you're nasty. I don't know.
I'm nasty.
You're nasty, then go to YouTube. That's all.
I'm making direct eye contact with Anastasia while I say this. At Ashley Trobe on everything.
Heck yeah. I am at Jay Quasto, and, you know, the comedy spell, it's exciting. It's getting there. I just don't have anything to announce. I know it's a running joke. It is, but it's going to happen. It's pretty cool.
It's so good.
And it's great to be out here. And, the blood drive that I did this past weekend was largely successful. 38 full pints of blood. I say that because I want to motivate you, no matter where you're listening, you can donate blood to. There's always a hospital that is in need, especially during a time like this. And go to a blood donor center. They will make sure you are completely safe. So very proud of everyone that came out to the Comedy Store and everyone that promoted it. Like you guys, really appreciate it. And congrats on your one-woman show.
Thank you. Which will be on demand soon. I don't know.
Wait, I demand it. I demand it.
Demand it. Thank you.
I bought a ticket and I demand to see it again.
Yay!
So that said, time to say goodbye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed it, tell a couple of friends and please rate and review the show on whatever platform you're listening on, especially if it's iTunes and Apple Podcasts. We appreciate you.